J.D. Vance in Wisconsin, Donald Trump has successfully gotten Democrats to support crime. By John Binder on August 28, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance says President Donald Trump has successfully gotten Democrats to support violent crime in the nation's capital after the administration deployed the National Guard to help the Metropolitan Police Department cut crime. During a speech in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Vance said Democrats are going as far as to mock violent crime problems in cities across the United States. Only because Trump is looking to step in and help local law enforcement to make communities safer. Is Milwaukee a super safe city right now? It has some crime problems. It's a beautiful city. There are a lot of incredible, hardworking people who live there, Vance said. But let's be honest, Milwaukee has had some crime problems. Chicago has had a lot of crime problems. Why is it that you have mayors and governors who are angrier about Donald Trump offering to help them than they are about the fact that their own residents are being carjacked and murdered in the streets? Vance asked the crowd. It doesn't make an ounce of sense. In particular, Vance noted that Trump has forced Democrats to support crime by opposing the administration's crime-cutting efforts in Washington, D.C. And the last point I'll make about this, we were having lunch yesterday and the president said, J.D., I don't know how I did it. I have actually gotten the Democrats to come out in defense of crime. If Donald Trump came out tomorrow and said he really likes puppies, you would have come out and say puppies are terrible. Emphasis added. So you have Donald Trump, who has reduced murders, carjackings, and armed robberies in 14 days in Washington, D.C., and now you have national Democrats coming out, saying, oh, we love murders and carjackings and armed robberies. Why won't Democrats just use some common sense, on this basic principle that murdering people, armed robberies, and carjackings are bad? Wouldn't it be nice if the Democrats just worked a little across the aisle for once? Emphasis added. One Democrat who was willing to flip sides on the issue is D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D. Yesterday, the mayor praised Trump's initiative to reduce crime in the Capitol and mentioned the huge reductions in carjackings in just 20 days as a result. We greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what the Metropolitan Police Department has been able to do in this city. Bowser said, the difference between this 20-day period of this federal surge and last year represents an 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C. This surge has been important to us for that reason. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.